After Robert and I got married, he was always writing protest articles in the newspaper and articles in papers all over to protest discrimination and segregation and things like that. They had this advertisement saying that if you join the Marine Corps, you could get your education paid for free. And so he decided to go into the Marines on the basis that they were going to give him free education. They would train him for whatever his aptitude showed. Well, they didn't do that, and so he ran into problems right in the Marine Corps. He was sent to the brig a couple of times. I went out to California when he was in the Marines to visit him out there. And FBI, we found out, even taped my diary and letters that I had written to him while he was in the Marine Corps. They were investigating him even then. He had had that former training in the Army before going to the Marine Corps. So he had been taught well how to handle arms and was taught and believed in the American tradition of freedom through guns.
I came back into the South when I came out of service, and you know, the people started demonstrations, and they would, black sister would sit on a stool trying to buy a sandwich, and they would put cigarettes burning to their necks, to their backs. They would beat them with chains. In the city where I lived, in one month, the whites rode through and they struck 18 women on the streets. But we did something about it. We rose up.